Hello, everyone. It's Marissa. My pronouns are she, her, and welcome back to Hurtling Through Hard Times. Today's episode is all based around springtime. Springtime is such a happy, fun time for me, and it's also a time where I get to start cleaning things out and starting to like get ready for summer. And in order to get ready for summer, there are a lot of things that I could remove from my house, from my life. In general, spring cleaning is a must, especially this year for me. So, as of course I have to make an episode about spring cleaning. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about all the different things that you can do in your home, in your life, to make yourself feel a lot less decluttered, feel like you're going into spring with a lot cleaner of a mindset. And yeah, I'm pretty excited. There's a lot going on recently. As of the day that you might be listening to this, I am on a plane to Harvard. Now, you might be like, Marissa, why the heck are you going to Harvard when you literally are from Central Illinois? Well, let me tell you why I'm going to Harvard. So I was lucky enough to be chosen as one of the top 50 female entrepreneurs of the year for student entrepreneurs. So because of that, that means that I got invited to go to Harvard and basically give a pitch presentation and go to some fun like business workshops where I get to meet a bunch of other student entrepreneurs like myself, specifically females. So women empowerment, I'm so excited. This is gonna be so fun. I'm also very lucky because my university and donors are able to help pay for this. So it's an opportunity that I probably wouldn't have gone on if it meant that I had to solely pay for this myself. So I'm very, very grateful for Illinois Wesleyan University because they are a huge reason why I'm able to do this. So I'm literally spending less than 48 hours in Boston. And it's like, it's crazy for me to even think about going to Boston. Like, life is crazy. Like, what am I doing right now? Like, I'm in the middle, I have like 2.5-3 weeks left of the semester, and I'm just taking a trip to Boston. Why not? And so I'm flying in on Friday, which is the day that the podcast comes out. And then I come back on Sunday, and I'm super duper excited. So I'm literally like flying out Friday morning, and I fly back Sunday morning. And so the conference is all day on Saturday. And then at the end of the conference, I basically get to use the skills that I've taken from the conference, and I get to do a pitch. And it's not like a normal pitch that I would give like with a presentation of some sort. So normally when I talk about the podcast and about my business, I emphasize a lot with the images because I think photos and imagery give a lot of justice to what I do, especially with the amount of color and positive messages that I put out there. But the catch to this is that I have 3 minutes to present and I have to only use my voice. So I can't have any visual representation, which is not something I've ever done before. And so I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm hoping that it goes well. It's all about getting feedback and building myself and my brand. So it's pretty exciting. Like, I'm just going to Harvard. Also, if you were lucky enough to see in the past like week or so, Hurtling Through Hard Times was named one of the top 10 podcasts in the state of Illinois. What? Like, that's crazy. Top 10 in Illinois. Like, I have so much competition from Chicago and I beat them out. Like, it was so cool. And I really like haven't really talked about it in my daily life. Like, I don't really talk about it with my friends and everything. Like, I obviously told my family about it, but like I feel awkward talking about the accomplishments because I feel like it's bragging. So like I casually will bring up in conversation like, oh yeah, I can't go because I'm going out of town this weekend, or like, oh, I can't do that because I have this going on. And they're like, oh, like what are you doing? And then I feel awkward because I'm like, I'm going to Harvard this weekend. And everyone's like, what? And like the eyes get wide. But I feel like I'm getting into more of a mature state of my life where like if I was a kid and I found out I was going to Harvard, I would be freaking out and I'd be telling everyone and their mom. And now I'm kind of like, I'm kind of keeping to myself. Like it's exciting to share. And like I told my professors about it and stuff, but like I'm not like announcing it in my classes. I'm not telling all of my friends about it. Like it's kind of just like a quick trip there and back. Like, I don't know. So it's kind of fun. Like this is the first time that I've really sat down and thought about it and like have gotten excited about it. So you guys got to hear all the nitty-gritty details. But yeah, so let's get into things. Before we get started, don't forget to rate and review the podcast and go check out the merch store. If you rate and review the podcast, you can send me a DM on Instagram at hthg.podcast. If you aren't already following it, you better be. And once you do that, then I will send you a 25% off coupon on the order that you purchase. So rate, review, and follow. That's all you have to do. I feel like it's pretty simple. You get to talk about the podcast that you guys obviously love or you wouldn't be listening. So then you get basically free money, girl math. So you better get on it. Then today, what color is your heart today?
Oh my goodness, I don't even know.
I'm looking at these like cherry blossom trees outside right now, and they have like this gorgeous like pink. And I think the pink is probably what I'm feeling. Like, I'm feeling pretty light. I'm feeling pretty happy. I have so much going on, but in a positive sense. And so I'm feeling very confident and very lucky and excited about the journey that I'm currently on. So living our best lives. We're going to get straight into things now. I feel like I've talked enough, blah, blah, blah. 6 minutes of me ranting. But today we're going to be talking about spring cleaning and things that you can remove from your home and your life. So I have this giant list of things that we're going to talk about. This is going through both your life and your home. Maybe it's your room. Like, it's kind of jumping all over the place. So bear with me. But I'm very excited, and I hope you guys are able to at least declutter one thing, whether you're doing it during the podcast or maybe afterwards I give you an idea of something that you can do, because some of these are ones that I hadn't even really thought of. Like, it took me a while to come up with some of these, and then like I had to obviously use my resources because I need resources. So starting off strong, when I'm in my room, things that I'm thinking about getting rid of: mismatched socks. When I was a kid, I always mismatched my socks. Like, I just didn't care. And now that I'm an adult, I don't do that. And so it's really frustrating when I put my clothes through the wash and I get them out and then there's a sock missing. And I'm like, what the actual heck? Like, I don't understand where the sock goes. And most of the time I'm good, but there's once in a while where I'll miss a freaking sock. And then I normally keep the socks, but it's like, I'm kind of getting to a point now where I have probably like 5 or 6 socks here that just don't have a match and they're all different. And it's not even that they're like the same brand and they're just maybe a different color or something. Like, they're all completely different. So I can't even try to match them together. Like, some are ankle socks, some are Nike socks, some are like the socks you wear with Vans that are like the no-show socks. Like, I can't pair those together because then that's just awkward. So getting rid of mismatched socks is a big one, and it hurts my heart to get rid of them because I'm like, what if I find the match and then it's mismatched? But no. They've been mismatched for like a while now. So I know that I just need to get rid of them, but I just don't want to. Next is old underwear, or old, for us girls, old bras. So for guys, like boxers, any type of old underwear or bras that you don't wear anymore, or that just don't fit right, or like aren't your favorite, or kind of gross. Like, over time, underwear, like undergarments, they get gross. And same thing with like bras. Sometimes like you start to lose the padding, or like if you have extra padding, you can throw those away. Little things like that in your undergarment drawer. If you can throw away like the mismatched socks and then like old underwear or old bras or something like that, or old boxers, things that are falling apart. Like, I know people who have underwear that literally has like holes in it and stuff, and I'm like, why not just throw those away? Like, why hold those, like, why hold on to them when you're not going to wear them and they're just sitting in the drawer? So like, whenever I get like new underwear or like a new bra or something, normally I can get rid of an old one that I've mainly been holding on to just because like I didn't want to run out of them by accident, you know, because like if you don't do laundry for a long time, you might run out, and that's annoying. Next is, I've been looking at clothes that don't fit anymore. And this one is also really hard for me. Like, when it comes to just like clothes and things in general, I just don't like getting rid of them. Like, I have an emotional attachment to them. And so one of the things that I've done that helps me is, I've talked about this before with like decluttering your closet and stuff, but in my closet with like my hanger stuff, I have the hangers all flipped around the opposite direction as to how I would normally put them in. So I normally put them like over the rail instead of like going under and over, you know what I'm talking about? And so whichever way you face your hangers, face them the opposite direction. And then as you wear clothes, when you put them back up or hang them back up, you can put the hanger the correct way. And it does bother me a little bit that they're facing different directions then. But the reason for doing that is that when you go through a certain amount of time like that, you see a pattern of clothes that you wear versus clothes that you don't wear. And so I have clothes in my closet right now that like I haven't touched all year. And it's like, okay, when I'm getting ready to leave for the semester, I can probably get rid of those clothes because like I haven't worn them all semester or all year long. Like, I'm probably not going to wear them. And so it's little things like that. There's also like the like promotional t-shirts or things that you don't really wear anymore. Even if they're like big old ones that you wear to bed that you don't really need anymore. Like, I know when I started out this like school year, I had probably like one or two pairs of like actual, it was like two pairs of like actual PJ pants, like PJs, not like just like sweatshorts or whatever. And then I had like two or three like just big t-shirts. And now my PJ drawer is completely full and I have to start like going through and getting rid of stuff. And it breaks my heart to do it, but I have to do it because I'm not going to wear them otherwise. Like there are things in the bottom of the drawer that I'm like, girl, you haven't touched that in forever. It can't, it might be cute, but you don't wear it. So don't, like, just get rid of it. Another one is old shoes. I hold on to a lot of my old shoes, but it's great to donate them, especially if you can donate them to like Goodwill or there are like campaigns. And like, I know there's a student, I was doing research on him, but he has this fundraiser and like this nonprofit called like Get Soul and basically like takes old shoes and donates them to like homeless shelters. And so people that might not be able to afford shoes can still have shoes if they're in like okay condition. So I know like my tennis shoes are starting, like my walking shoes are starting to get to a point where I need to like get new ones. And it's mainly because of the padding in them. Like I need good padding. And so whether it means like taking the padding out, putting new padding in, or getting rid of the shoes and getting new shoes, find somewhere where you can donate those because there are old shoes that you're not using or maybe that you've never worn that you could get rid of and give to somebody else. Another one is either mismatched jewelry or jewelry that you don't wear. This applies more on the female side of things, unless you guys have like a bunch of other jewelry, I won't assume. But so a lot of the mismatched jewelry or jewelry that I don't wear is something that I have to do, especially for me as a teacher. I have a lot of earrings, like a lot of earrings. And so I've started separating them by both color and by season. So I have like a rainbow, but like some of my orange ones are like Halloween ones, and I'm obviously not going to keep those out all year long. So I have like a little box that I can put them in, like a little jewelry box that I can put them in and put them off to the side so that I don't have like Christmas earrings out when it's literally like January or not January or and it's like June. Like I don't need that. So little things like that you could get rid of. You could also think about like maybe your shampoo or conditioner bottles or your body soap. Like if you use the same one and you can condense them, or if you have like extra ones in the shower or something that you don't need, or old ones that basically have nothing in them but you didn't take them out because you're like, maybe I'll still use them, get rid of them. Like wash them out, recycle them. If you can't recycle them, just throw them away, whatever works. Another one, this one doesn't really apply to me, but any old makeup brushes or expired makeup. I don't use makeup, so I don't really know how this works, but for those of you that do use makeup, you can do with that what you will. I won't go into too much with that. Another one is hair ties with no stretch or like old brushes or old combs. My hair ties, I have gotten to a point in life where I have one hair tie on my wrist at all times. And when that hair tie eventually goes bad or snaps, I have at least one or two extra like on deck somewhere, like whether it's in my car or in my bag or like in my drawer or something, like I'll have them ready so that when my hair ties do snap, then I can put them away. But when I was a kid, and even up until like freshman year of college, like I would lose hair ties so easily. And so now I'm like a lot more careful, partially because I have to buy them. Like it's not my mom buying them. And so now I care more about like where my hair ties go. Same thing with my brushes. Like eventually I have to upgrade on my brushes because the bristles break and your girl has thick hair. Like I have thick hair that's also curly and wavy. And so the only time that I can really brush my hair is before and after my shower. And the rest of the time, if I do, it literally looks like a crazy afro. So when I brush it, a lot of hair comes out and there are a lot of knots. And like, I'd say I do a pretty good job with my hair with like keeping it up and keeping it in a clip, but it's even with like having a clip, like if you have clips that are broken or you need to upgrade, like do that. Don't just hold on to those things. Same thing with like if you have broken necklaces or maybe you need to like you have old wallets that you've been saving or bags that you've been saving, get rid of them. Like it's okay. It's not the end of the world. Same thing with like nail polish. If you've expired or dried up nail polish or nail polish that you don't use anymore, get rid of those. Blankets or throws or even like pillows if you need to upgrade your pillows or get rid of pillows because you have too many. Same thing with blankets. If you have too many blankets or just blankets that you don't really care about, donate them. Especially, actually, if you're going to donate blankets, donate those to like animal shelters because they use those blankets in like the cages for the animals. And so the animals aren't sleeping on just like the hard floor, like because they can't afford a million dog beds or like for the cats or anything. So they use a lot of like old donated blankets. So that would be a great way to do that one. Next is any gross or scratchy towels or face cloths that you just don't like anymore that are kind of gross, get rid of those, or at least move them into, see, if I have like towels, the way that I do it is it's like my, they start as my bath towels or kitchen towels, and then as they get gross, they'll go to be like dish rags or like old rags that we use to clean up like spills and stuff. But sometimes then those rags go bad and I have to throw those out. So those are the ones that I would throw out, like the ones that are basically like falling apart and are gross. Same thing with like if you have any files or receipts that you need to get rid of, get rid of those. A big one that I've been doing recently is like any snacks that I don't like to eat or that I haven't been eating or that are going to expire or maybe have expired, or any condiments that have expired, like anything in the fridge, freezer, even like just those out snacks that are in the pantry, like you're going to have to start getting rid of some of those. That's a big one. I actually just did that yesterday as of the day of recording this. I just went through my like little cart that has all my snacks and all of my like bathroom stuff. And I like reorganized it, got rid of things, condensed it. It was very satisfying. It was much needed. Next is any dishes that you don't need. I know in my house, we collect like Fiesta ware. And if you don't know what that is, it's just like fancy dishware. And my mom has so much of it that we've had to like get rid of other things, like old like cups and stuff, to make room for her Fiesta ware. And so we have so many like blanket, or not blankets. Can you tell that it's been a long week? We have so many like plates, and we have like bowls and things like that, and like it's overflowing. And I love our Fiesta ware, but like we have a lot of it, so it's kind of silly. But if there's any that like are broken, or plates or things, or even like containers that are like stained or gross that you don't want anymore, like you can donate them, you can get rid of them. Also with like the Tupperware that I was kind of talking about, or if you have like old greeting cards that people send to you, if they're cards that don't really have any significant value to you, like you can throw those out, get rid of those. Any unsharpened like knives or maybe dead batteries. I know my dad taught me to like save batteries even after they're dead, because you can either recycle them or you can like try to use the charge later on or something like that. I don't know, but you can get rid of those. Broken electronics is another one. Ugh. This one hurts because I have AirPods. Like I dropped one of my AirPods in the parking lot outside of my sorority house, and somebody drove over it with their car, and it was outside for like 3 days, and I couldn't find it anywhere, and I didn't know I dropped it outside, and finally I got it and it was broken. But I still have the other headphone and the case, and so it's just sitting in my room because I don't know like what to do with it or where to put it. So awkward. Next is any purses that you no longer use. That kind of goes into the same thing with like the bags and things like that. Anything that you don't use like that. Maybe backpacks is another one. You could get rid of those. Any broken or gross kitchen supplies, or maybe any unused craft supplies. I use craft supplies like at school. So if I have any craft supplies at home or anything, like I normally take that stuff with me to school, and then I can donate that at school or use it at school for some sort of fun project. Another one is getting rid of like old junk mail, old books, or books you're not going to read anymore, maybe catalogs, menus, like anything that you have like that you can get rid of. Any shirts or clothes that have like stains on them, get rid of it, take it out, get it, it's gone, no more. I've had a really hard time with getting rid of shirts and stuff, and we kind of talked about it in the beginning, but something that I forgot that I do is that when I was in high school and when I was younger, my mom would collect if I say blankets one more time, we would collect the t-shirts and then you could send them out and make them into a blanket. So I would collect the t-shirt and then I'd cut out the front of it into what part I wanted on the quilt, and then I could send it out and then somebody would basically put it together into a quilt for me, and that's how I can like still have them without necessarily taking up so much space with them. And so that's something that I've been doing with t-shirts and stuff. I have like a bin of like college t-shirts or t-shirts that I just can't get rid of that I want to put into my blanket once I graduate, or like after I get out of college a little while. So then I don't have to like technically get rid of them, but they're also not like taking up space in my drawers. Another one is any old gross tools or anything gross outside, like in your garage, that you need to get rid of. That stuff gets kind of gross. And like at my house, we have three garages. Like we have like the one for the cars. My dad has one that's like a workshop, and then we have another one that's just like an old shed that's like a storage shed. And they get gross, and you have to clean them out, and like it takes a while, but like you got to get rid of the stuff in them because that's yucky. Another one that you could do is any other extra like paper manual or like travel brochures or like paper in general that you just don't need, like any sort of files like that, get rid of it. Like literally you do not need it. I can guarantee you're not going to need it. I know like people who hold on to their receipts and they'll like cut them up into really tiny pieces, but they won't send them out or like do anything with them because like they won't put them outside or like throw them out or anything because they think that people are going to steal their information. And it's so cute. It's so funny. But it's like, I've had to learn so many different ways of how to get rid of a receipt that doesn't involve just like wadding it up and throwing it away so that nobody steals my information, because the people I know are paranoid sometimes. And it's so funny. But yeah, these are all things that I think you could remove from your home, from your life. A lot of it is like physical things, but I think there's a lot of like other things that you can get rid of. So besides the physical things, I go on my phone and I get rid of a lot, like my text messages. I remove maybe some podcast episodes that I've already listened to that are downloaded, or music, maybe some apps. Email is a big one. Like email takes up a lot of space, a lot of photos. I have a, what's it called? Oh my gosh, why am I spacing? I have like a little file that I put all my photos into so that I can delete them off of my phone. And I like plug in the adapter and everything and I upload it onto there. And so when I do that, like that takes up a lot of space for my phone. Because if I look at my phone right now, let's see what my iPhone storage is at right now. I'm at 115 gigabytes out of 28 gigabytes. And let's see, 50 of those gigabytes are literally photos. And then basically six is Instagram, four is music, four is like Audible and Libby for like audiobooks. I have 3.8 in my messages. Like I low-key have, I have storage still, but whenever I start to run out, I freak out because I'm like, no, I have to get this stuff done. I have to get it out of here. Like I'm a baby about it. I'm so weird. But there's a lot of mental things you can get rid of too. Like if you need to like jot out ideas or put down things that you think you need to get done, like that's another way that I try to declutter. Not only in spring, but all year round. Like if I have stuff that I have to get done, I write it down on a piece of paper. If I have ideas that I just need to get out of my head, I'll put on either my notes app or I'll put it on my, like I have like sticky notes that I write them on. So I have like a million sticky notes. And then once they're done, I can like crumple them up and throw them away. Little things like that. But hopefully you guys were able to take a little something away from this. I had like a million ideas. So I definitely feel like there was at least one that you could find that you think that you could do. I would say my goal for everybody is to get at least one of those things. I think you could do more than one, but at least one of those things done in the next week to start your spring cleaning vibes. But I hope you guys have a great rest of your week, and I will talk to you guys next time. Bye, guys.